Chapter 24. I shut the door again and rushed to prepare the beacon spell, hurrying, certain that every second counted. I would only get one shot at diverting the phages, and I finished my preparations in feverish haste. Nothing happened. The sun set, leaving me mostly in the dark since I hadn't bothered to turn on any lights. Nothing continued happening. I knelt in my circle of sand until my legs cramped and then went numb, and my knees felt like they were resting in molten lead. And all that nothing just kept on coming. "Oh, come on," I snarled. "Bring on the doom already." From his spot near the door, Mouse heaved a sigh. "Oh, shut up," I told him. I didn't dare take a break. If the bad guys moved and I wasn't ready, people would get hurt. So I knelt there, holding the spell ready in my mind, uncomfortable as hell, and swearing sulphurously under my breath. Stupid, lame-ass summoner. What the hell was he waiting for? Any half-competent villain would have had monsters roaming the halls hours ago. Mouse's tail thumped against the wall, and a moment later the room's lock clicked, and Rollins opened the door. He was wearing jeans and a long-sleeved shirt that concealed the bandages on his wounded arm, and he carried a ward flame candle in one hand. The blocky, dark-skinned officer leaned down and held his hand out to Mouse, who sniffed Rollins in typical canine fashion and wagged his tail some more. Rollins remained in the doorway and said,
"Hello? Dresden?"
"Here," I muttered. Rollins thumped at the wall until he found the lights and flicked them on. He stared at me for a minute, eyebrows slowly rising.
"Uh-huh. There's something I don't see every day."
I grimaced.
"Murphy found you, I see." "Almost like she's a detective," Rollins said, grinning.
"Your boss know you're here?" I asked.
"Not so far," he replied. "But I expect someone might notice and tell him about me at some point."
"He won't be happy," I said.
"I just hope I can live with myself later."
He waved his little candle.
"Murphy sent me up here to make sure you were still alive."
"I'm gonna need knee surgery," I sighed. "I never planned on it taking this long."
"Uh-huh," Rollins said again. "You ain't one of those Satan worshippers, are you?"
"No," I said, "more like Pythagoras."
"Pahoo?"
"He invented triangles."
"Ah," Rollins said, as if that had explained everything. "So, what are you doing here?"
I explained it to him, though it looked like he was having trouble accepting my words. Maybe I lack credibility. But I figured he would have moved by now.
"Crooks are funny that way," he agreed. "No respect."
Scrunched up my face in thought. I was hungry, thirsty, tired, hurting, and I had to use the bathroom in the worst way. None of those things were going to become easier to bear as the night went on, and I needed to have all the concentration I could get.
"Okay," I said. "Be smart, take a break."
I leaned down and broke the circle by sweeping the sand aside with my hand, letting the energy of the spell I'd been holding ready drain away. At least I'd already done it once. Getting it back into position wouldn't take nearly as long as the first time. I tried to rise, but my legs were incommunicado. I grimaced at Rollins and said, "Give me a hand here." He set his candle aside and helped me up. I wobbled precariously for a couple of seconds, but then stumbled to the bathroom and back out.
"You okay?" he asked.
"I'm good. Tell Murphy to hold steady." Rollins nodded.
"We'll be downstairs."
He paused and said,
"Hope this happens soon. There's some kind of costume contest going on."
"Is it bad?"
"There are a lot of skimpy get-ups, and some of those people should not be wearing them."
"Call the fashion police," I said.
Rollins nodded gravely. "They've crossed a line."
"Do me a favor," I asked him. "Take Mouse out for a walk." I dug a couple of bills from my back pocket and passed them to Rollins. "Maybe get him a hot dog or something."
"Sure," Rollins agreed. "I like dogs."
The dog's tail thumped rapidly against the wall.
"Whatever you do, don't give him nachos. I didn't bring my gas mask with me."
Rollins nodded.
"Sure."
"Keep your eyes open," I said. "Tell Murph I'll be reset in a couple of minutes."
Rollins grunted and left. I had a canteen of fruit punch in my backpack, along with some beef jerky and some chocolate. I went to the bag and started wolfing down all three while pacing back and forth to stretch my legs. Holding myself ready to strike had been more than simply a physical strain. My head felt like someone had packed it in wool, while at the same time my senses seemed slightly distorted, edges made sharper, curves more ambiguous, the whole combining to make the hotel room feel like a toned-down Escher painting. There was no help for that. The use of magic was mostly in the mind, and holding a spell together for a long time often triggered disconcerting side effects.